boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Well, 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 I'm back.
Guess who's back again?
Me.
Taylor.
I'm back. I had a little bit of a long weekend because I had my sister who doesn't live in the state in town. So we were just having some good family time all weekend. And one of the things we did was like a little crafty project that I've seen people doing on TikTok, where basically you go to a thrift store, you get some like random pictures or paintings or framed art, and then you like spookify it. You paint little ghosts on it, mm-hmm. or witches or whatever. So my job was to go to the Goodwill near me. I love it. I always find good stuff there. So I went and grabbed a couple of random like framed prints and like weird stuff for us to just do this craft together. And took them to my mom's house. Me and all my siblings were like really excited to
paint,
get to painting or whatever. And I had one specific framed cow. Okay.
Is it just one cow?
It was a cat. It was a picture that
how somebody, big of a cow?
It was like a real
like
cow.
A selfie?
No, it was a photo that somebody had taken of a cow in a field.
Okay.
And it was framed, and I was really excited to paint like ghosts or aliens or whatever on this picture. But I opened up the frame obviously to get it out so I could paint directly
on the
print. And when I opened it, behind it was like the normal generic, you know, it's always like a random family or a random couple that says like what size of frame it is and what price or whatever. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, they left that in there. Take that out. Underneath that, sandwiched in between that and the cow, was a wedding photo of a random couple.
Wait, why did they put their wedding photo underneath a cow?
This is what I'm saying. We then were on like a whole tangent of who are these people? Number one, this is very clearly their wedding photo. Are they still together? Did they get in a fight? And that's why the cow got put in front of their wedding photo. And also, why did you keep it behind the cow if you guys got divorced? Or what's going on here?
Okay, I have questions. Was the cow a painted picture?
No.
Or it was
photographer's sticker was on the back of it. So somebody took that photo.
Do you think they were gifted that cow on their wedding day?
No.
I don't know. Maybe they are farmers.
Maybe.
And maybe one of their parents was like, hey, your gift for your farm is a cow. And so they had the picture of the cow that they were gifted. And then they put their wedding photo behind it as like to remember. That's just one of my thoughts.
Our thought was that they framed their wedding photo and then things went south.
And so they covered it with a cow. I mean, that's a good option too.
They covered it with a cow. But then at that point, why didn't you just get rid of the wedding photo?
I would have, ripped it in half. Well, can't you just take a picture of the wedding photo and upload it to Google and see where it came from?
I low-key wanted to post it on Facebook, like in a group. And
then
like,
you can tag them.
Who are these people?
Because Facebook is so freaking creepy.
Oh, this you?
It will say, it will let you tag them, mm-hmm. and then maybe they'll pop up.
I kind of want to do it. I haven't done it because it's really creepy of me, but I want to find out what went wrong with this couple.
Well, if you see Taylor posted a random wedding photo and it happens to be yours, you know why. Or you know they're local, too.
If you donated it and put a cow in front of your wedding photo, please let me know. I want to know what's wrong.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We've all been put into a group chat that is just like ding, 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 ding.
Lord.
And you're like, oh my God, I can't even, I'm just going to open the message and then not even try to catch up because it's too much.
You also have that one friend who sends you novels.
Yes.
And you're like, I don't have time for this.
And it's all fine until you get called out because then people are like, what, you didn't see my message? And you're like,
I didn't want to read the novel.
Oh my God, you sent me like 3 MLA formatted pages. I can't. I'm sorry. So now, for people like us who get annoyed by these things, I'm really excited because Apple has Apple Intelligence coming out, which is like their version of AI. And with that, normally I'm like, ugh, AI, whatever. It's everywhere. But they have a text message summarizing feature coming out, okay? So basically, it's going to give you a Cliff Notes version of everything that's been said. It's not out yet, but they do have like a beta version that people are kind of trying. So you'll still get your actual texts. So like if it's a group message that's popping off, you're going to get all those texts. But then you can have it summarized for you, and there's a separate notification where you can read basically what's going on in your conversation or your group chat. So a guy tried this when he got dumped, actually, like broken up with. He and his girlfriend had gotten into a fight like at a bar. He walked out and she sent, as we do, a ginormous text message.
How dare you?
So he had the opportunity to use the Apple intelligence because he didn't really want to read all of it. And this was the summary he got. No longer in a relationship. Wants belongings from the apartment.
Oh, that was easy. I like that.
Well, and he was like, I'm already like hurt from the argument that we had. I didn't really want to go through and have to like rehash everything out. That's all I really needed. So it was kind of cool to not have to read through all of the really hurtful things that were in there. Or there's other examples that people are talking about, like in your group chat of 13 family members and your grandma and your cousins or whatever. There's tons of messages coming through. You can click it and it'll be like, your nephew had an athletic event last night. They did well, but the team lost.
Dear God, I need that for my family chat.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God.
I can't tell you how many times my mom's like, you've been quiet in the group chat. Why don't you know what's going on? I'm like, Mom, you guys are sending 1,000 text messages.
You're also doing 3 different subjects. We're talking about the kids' sports, what's for dinner, and are we getting together for Christmas? Let's keep it to one subject at a time. Sorry, I'm really salty about this. When is this feature coming out?
Later this fall.
It. Oh my God, I can't wait.
Imagine how peaceful the holidays will be.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Something you never want to hear your significant other say is, I wish you were more like my ex.
I wish you would walk out the door. That's so rude.
I know it's rude, but it was the 8 words I did say.
Why would you do that?
To neighbor man.
Why?
And shockingly enough, we're still in a relationship.
You got to be on thin ice.
I did it a little bit. I did it more gently than that. I started the conversation with, please don't take this wrong.
And then you know that something hurtful is coming after that.
And don't be offended. But I said, hey, I kind of wish you would do something that my ex-significant other would do.
Mm-hmm.
And it all comes down to Christmas. My ex used to get me something every Christmas when we were together for 7.5 years. Was a gingerbread item of some sort. It could have been like a gingerbread pillow, a gingerbread salt shakers. I know a couple of years I got gingerbread ornaments. Mm. But every Christmas, I looked forward to it because I knew I was getting something that was in the form or shape of a gingerbread.
Okay.
And I like really, really looked forward to it. And I loved it because I would write the year that he got me that on that item and so that I could like have memories of it.
Yes.
Which I thought that was really cool because then If we would have ended together for 50 years, I would have had like 50 gingerbread items.
Right.
The house would have been full. But that's not what happened. So I said, hey, I really liked that. I liked that he did that. That's the one thing I loved. Can you do something like that?
Okay.
I said, you don't have to do gingerbread because that would be weird. But you can find something that's like that that you can get me every Christmas and I can look forward to it. Because you know me, I'm a sucker for Christmas, right?
Question.
Yeah?
Do you still have the gingerbread items from He Who Shall Not Be Named?
I think I might still have the salt shakers, I think.
Okay.
I need to go through my Christmas items, but I'm almost positive I put it in a box to donate it.
Okay.
Which should be donated this Christmas.
So you're not like emotionally tied to the items.
No.
You're emotionally tied to like having a thing that you can expect, like, ooh, what cool candy cane am I going to get this year or whatever.
Exactly. I don't want it to be gingerbread because it's going to make me think of my ex.
That's
and I don't
weird.
Want that. I just like the thought of I'm getting something that's similar every single year and I get to look forward to it.
Okay.
And I get to collect it. And over the years of me and Neighbor Man, let's say we get to be together for 50 years. When I'm 79 years old, I get to look at 50, let's say it's Snowman.
Okay.
Snowmans of all the things he ever got me, which I think is really cool.
How did he take this?
Shockingly, really well. He said, he was like, well, first off, I'm not your ex, which I appreciate.
Thank you for clarifying.
Thank you. And he's like, okay, I'm down to do this, but you're not going to know what it is. And okay. I said, well, I don't want to know what it is. But he's like, you're not going to know after this year because I'm not going to tell you what it is. So I'm going to get some Christmas items, right? But he's not going to tell me what it is. And I won't know until next Christmas what the item is.
So he's going to get you a snowman, a candy cane, and a reindeer.
And I'm not going to know which one it is until next Christmas.
Okay.
So I kind of like that. He's making it a little game where I'm going to have to figure out what is the item he's going to repurchase every year.
It's going to be plot twist. Photos of your ex.
I don't know if this is me getting older or what, but I think I'm in that phase. Not I think, I know I'm in that phase of my life where I just want to stay home a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I want to save money mm-hmm. a little bit more. And that means being bored at home. But I probably wouldn't be bored if I had hobbies. So I'm just trying to figure out some hobbies right now.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I feel like I'm almost rediscovering myself.
Oh, how special.
It's nothing. It's awful. But I came across this girl on TikTok, and never in a million years did I think I was going to have a moment like I did when I saw her video. But her name is, I think, Bingo with Bree. She goes and plays bingo, probably at local American Legion of some sort.
Yeah.
And she plays bingo. And I just couldn't stop watching videos of her. Playing bingo.
She films herself set up.
Okay. Yeah. She films her where they go like I-28 and then she stamps. She's got five cards in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
She's going through and she's stamping mm-hmm. all I-28s. And I was like, I'm telling you, Taylor, I had a moment. It was like something came into my, the spirits of something came mm-hmm. into my body. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think I want to try bingo. I really do. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever played bingo, I'm going to be quite honest with you, the fake bingo in school.
Yeah.
But I think I want to do it.
Dude, I support it. I've never gone to a bingo night anywhere. I honestly, it sounds like a blast. But bingo is an activity that happens at every family holiday of mine. Like every Christmas.
Really?
Yes. And we have gotten very professional over the last couple of years. So we have the roller ball.
Cool.
If that's what it's called, yeah. That the little numbers fall out of. My dad is the official caller. And he likes to channel his inner 95-year-old and is like, B4, you better mark this down before I move on. Stuff like that.
That's funny.
It's painful. But
can he play?
I don't think he does.
Oh.
It feels a little bit rigged.
It does.
Maybe. My mom, I think it was last year, she really leveled up and she got us daubers.
Oh, that's what I want. I want a pink one.
Oh my God. They're so much fun. And we play for prizes, which I'm sure.
You do?
Yeah. We play, I think we play for either, scratch off tickets or $5 prizes or whatever. It's so much fun. It's very competitive and I support it as a hobby.
Okay, I'm thinking I want to do it. And I talked to neighbor man, and then his dad says he's in on it. So his dad and his stepmom want to come. Mm-hmm. And there are bingo places in town. Sure they've all been around for a while. But I Google searched it. I literally was like, bingo in Cedar Rapids. Because I was like, is that a thing? I don't know.
I swear. It reminds me of one of my favorite episodes of Roseanne. If you know, you know. She also gets into bingo. And this is going to be you. You're going to show up and you're going to be like the amateur. You're going to have one card in front of you. Give it 4 weeks. You're going to have good luck charms lined up in front of you. You're going to have six
good luck
daubers.
Charms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And six daubers going at once because you're going to be addicted to the bingo.
I cannot wait for this moment. I'm going to get a bingo bag, kind of like a bowler bag where they got the bag for the bowling ball. I'm going to have a bingo bag.
It's already started.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
This is the type of weather that I can just look outside and I'm craving something that's made in a crock pot.
Ah, yeah.
Dude, I don't know what it is.
It's so funny you say that.
It's like the brown grass, the leaves on the ground, especially when the sky is gray.
Mm-hmm.
I need something warm. I don't know if we can get like a cappuccino machine up in here. Oh, hot chocolate, soup. Should I keep going? Because there's a million things that I want just from looking outside.
Not only is 'tis the season, like you mentioned, for you to be in the mood for anything that's in a crock pot, but 'tis the season for everyone to be talking about the crock pots.
Dude.
I went miniature golfing with neighbor man's family yesterday, and there was a couple of them, a couple of his siblings and stuff and his parents like that. And the whole majority of the conversations was, here's what I'm making in my crock pot this week, or here's what I've made, or here's the soup recipe. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is all we're talking about right now. And I don't hate it. I am not hating it.
It's that time of year. I woke up this morning and looked outside. I didn't even look at the temperature, and I knew it was time for hot coffee.
Call me crazy. I don't want to join, and I do. I do and I don't want to join a book club. I want to join a crock pot club.
Oh.
Where we just sit down. And we just talk about our recipes we did in our crock pot this week. And then we go, all right, Peg, what'd you make? Oh, I want, give me the recipe for that one. Mm-hmm. And then Taylor, you join in. Well, I made chicken wings and didn't taste that good, so I don't try it in the crock pot. Or we could give you tips on how to do it better. I want to join a crock pot club.
A crock pot support group.
Ooh, even better.
There's definitely a Facebook group for that.
Because I just feel like I don't know. Like what recipes I can and can't do in a crock pot. And I would like to know a little bit more because we don't use them enough, I feel like.
No, I have a name for the group. It's What's Crockin'.
And we only wear Crocs.
Well, okay, now you lost me.
What do you mean?
I.
What's Crockin' and you come in your Crocs? Okay, meeting's next Wednesday.
Sounds good.
Where are we having this?
With the word crock in it. Outside the window.
Oh, you're right. We want to know, what's you and your partner's song? You can call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. Maybe it's something you dance to on your wedding night. Mm-hmm. Maybe you didn't even dance to it on your wedding night. Maybe you're not even married. Maybe it's just something that you're like, every time it comes on the radio, you hear it at a bar or something. This is our song.
That's our song.
This totally describes our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, at the moment, I don't have one with Neighbor Man, and I'm kind of, I don't know, maybe, I guess I'm a little sad because I'm like, I think we should have one. We're coming up close on a year.
Mm-hmm.
We should, like, have a song, right? And the whole reason I thought of this is because you weren't here on Friday, Taylor. We were doing a best of show, and I guess I was paying attention to the music just a little bit more, singing just a little bit more, because you weren't here, so you couldn't judge my singing.
Right? Thank God.
It's like she's not here and she won't judge me. And the song by Lauv came on. It's called I Like Me Better. And I instantly remembered that this song was me and my ex's song.
Really?
Oh, my God. It was our song. And the whole reason I think it came about was that it was really popular. I would say it was about halfway through our relationship, and it just kept coming on the radio all the time, especially when we were in the car. So it was like a sign, and we both loved singing to it. And at one point we were like, you know what? This is our song. I like me better when I'm with you. I like spending time with you. I like who I am around you. I like me better when I'm with you. So we just decided that was our song.
Okay.
And now when I hear it, it's
like, well, I actually do like me better without you. I guess we're really getting into our feels today. We're talking about what you and your partner's song is. And you can call us and explain why and what song it is at 319-200-1029. Sonia, what about you?
Well, it's not me and my partner. It's me and my ex-partner. But this is how we had the song, is on his Bumble profile. He had I Want the Kind of Love that Tracy Chapman sings about in Fast Car. And that was last June, so it was right before the Luke Bryan version came out, and it was all the rage. It turns out that he really didn't want that love, or maybe he did, and he's still figuring it out. I don't know. Sucks, because now every time I hear it, it doesn't feel the same, but it was an interesting way for that to become our, quote, song.
What kind of luck, too.
I know, that Luke Combs comes out with a...
and it just re-blows up. Didn't even think about that, though, that's a feature on so many dating apps now, where it's like, I want to love like this song, or this song makes me think of whatever. This is my go-to romance song that I'm sure so many people come up with, like, their song that way.
Yeah, 100%. That's kind of how I came up with my ex, was like, it was like how Lauv's song, I Like Me Better, made us feel when we were, like, around each other. I'm still sad that you don't have, I don't have a song for Neighbor Man, but you don't have a song for You and your boyfriend.
Yeah, because you're asking me to feel something.
And that's too much.
Yeah. Call me dead inside, but I've never thought about having a song with my boyfriend.
And you guys have been together for quite some time.
It's just never occurred to me, but I know it's a normal thing, and you are kind of having a little bit of a mentee bee, realizing you don't have one with Neighbor Man.
I think we need one, Taylor. I don't think we could be together much longer if we don't have one.
It's one of those. On it. My God. Well, we've been asking you what's your partner and you's song. You can still call us at 319-200-1029. Jenny, what about you?
Okay, our song is Elvis Presley's I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. It was our first dance song, and it wasn't a song that came on that we shared a moment or anything. He's just like a big Elvis fan, and then I liked the scene from Crazy Rich Asians where that song played, and so we decided that was our song.
You know, and that would be a special one because that one doesn't like come on often too.
See, I had a dance to that when I was in high school.
So you just like couldn't do it?
It's ruined for me. Oh. I heard it a million times. I did a solo dance to that song. I would not be able to think of anything except
you're like
coach yelling at me.
One and two and three. And
like, oh, I'm sorry. Are we having a moment?
Oh, I'm supposed to look at you.
Too busy pirouetting in my head. You know?
Supposed to look at you with googly eyes, but I don't got that right now.
I can't do that. Jess, what's you and your partner's song?
I think I'm more like Taylor. I've been married for 7 years, and I have no idea what our first dance song was. And no, I wasn't drunk.
You just don't remember.
I just don't remember.
Oh, no. So you think it's not that big of a deal, right?
I think it was something George Strait. I honestly don't know. And my husband asked me the other day, and he doesn't remember either.
Okay, see, that's the relationship I strive for.
Yeah, we've been together 10 years. It's fine.
See, goals. You know, yes. Or at least it shows you're going to last for 10 years.
I will say the song that he used to sing a lot when we first started dating, though, was Fancy. And I can't remember that rapper's.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
My favorite thing that I keep seeing on TikTok right now is just the stupidest. And it really is a lot of girls posting videos of their guys, whether it be their boyfriend, their fiance, their husband, whatever. They play a little like bongo type music. Something like this. And what they do is they caption it with, making my man do an interpretive dance to fill in the blank. To go out with the boys. To come to bed because he lives here. To sleep over at my house. I've seen a lot of girls in college who like have roommates and they're like, making my roommate's boyfriend do an interpretive dance to have a sleepover.
Oh my God, that's funny.
So it's videos of these guys interpreting this bongo music and doing a little dance to it to get whatever it is
that they want.
That they want.
That's hilarious.
It is always, they always commit for absolutely no reason. I haven't seen one where it's like halfway done. And I've seen this like every other video as I was scrolling last night in bed, so I tried it. I did not record my boyfriend.
Wait a minute. You tried this on your boyfriend?
Yeah, I did.
What was the rules?
Well, we lived together, but he came upstairs from playing video games, and I said, hey, excuse me, I'm going to need you to perform an interpretive dance for you to come to bed. Here's what gets me about, maybe, I don't know if it's just him or if it's all guys. He was like, okay. So I started playing the music, and he started dancing.
Shut up.
I'm serious. He didn't ask any questions. Even when he was done, and I said, okay, that was really good.
It wasn't. You said,
Well, it was definitely interpretive. He was like giving mime stuck in a box a little bit. Some like shoulder shimmies. It was really something. But then I was like, why aren't you asking me why I just asked you to do that? He just was like, okay, cool, bedtime.
Huh. Okay. Well, I think I should try this on Neighbor Man. I think he would do it, but I might break the rules a little bit.
Okay.
I think all of you guys can ask for that, but I'm going to ask for something a little bit different.
Ew.
What?
I don't want to know.
Oh, I'm not going to show you a video, but you can ask for an interpretive dance, but I'm going to ask for something.
Like a chair routine?
Oh, yeah! Sorry, I got way too excited.
I literally don't want to hear anymore.
I'll send you a Snapchat video later.
I will block you.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
It sounds stupid, but I'm pretty positive my cat has thumbs.
Okay. I don't think he does, but
I think he does. Because the things that my cat was doing this weekend, you're not gonna believe what I'm telling you. It happened. Our cat Mochi, he had to go on a diet. Because he's gotten a little chunky.
Thick boy.
Thick boy he is. Because here's the thing. Our dog, Evie, she has always free eat. She's fine. She controls it very well. Luna, our other cat, also free eats, controls it very well. So we thought when we adopted Mochi, he would be able to do the exact same thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't think we really thought that much through because he's a stray cat. And I think he maybe went a little overboard and was like, well, this might be my last meal. I better go to town on this one.
He's not used to it being available all the time.
Exactly. So he ate a little too much, a little too fast. He's a little chunky. So we're starting a little bit of a diet. Mm-hmm. We're kind of like restricting his food. He can't free eat as much. And that's what we've been doing. However, he's making it everybody's problem now.
Of course.
If I can't eat, it's your problem now too. So this weekend, it's been hell. I'm not going to lie. Because he took my lunch bag, and he's been doing this the last couple nights, off of the refrigerator and knocking it over. The first night, I thought I had zipped it up and it was unzipped.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was like, oh, maybe I didn't. The second night, I knew for a fact I zipped it up because I remember telling myself, remember you zipped this up. Knocked it over again, and it was unzipped. How did he unzip it?
Oh.
The dude's got thumbs. I don't know. Or he's using his mouth, one of the two. But he's been knocking over my lunch bag every single day, off the refrigerator, making a mess everywhere. And then I baked cookies, and I put the cookies in a glass dish and then put them in a Ziploc bag. This was sitting on top of the counter. He knocked the glass dish off the counter. It shattered everywhere,
luckily
in the Ziploc bag. But how do you do that? That glass dish is not light, but he knocked it over the counter.
Oh, no.
And this is not it. Not only is he doing that, he's knocking things over. He's a bodily function problem now.
From not eating as much?
Mm-hmm. It's quite literally disgusting. You know how he likes to make out with me?
Yeah.
My cat likes to make out with me. It's gotten out of hand. Not only does he like to make out with me, he's a drooling problem now. Yes, Taylor. He comes to the bedroom in the morning to let you know he's hungry by drooling
all over you.
Oh, my God. And it is not just little drips of drool. It is the biggest drips of drool you have ever seen in your entire life.
Ew.
It is like you are getting downpoured by the cat in the morning. It is absolutely... I have never seen a cat drip like that. It's disgusting.
He's hungry.
I know he's hungry. And I get that. But why do you gotta be like that? It is so disgusting. So not only is he trying to make out with me, but he's drooling all over me. And I'm like, bro, I've always wanted a man to do that, but not again.
Dude. Having pets is always just a journey because most of the time they're perfect little angels. And then other times they are demons, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
You said you're struggling with your cat because you're putting him on a diet. And of course he's going to misbehave.
Yeah.
Because I would too.
You put me on one, I'm going to make it everybody's problem.
Exactly. Well, my cat Romeo is nothing's changed. He's not on any sort of diet. He's in a daily routine. And part of his daily routine is when I leave for the day, I have to go downstairs to go out through our garage to get in my car. And we didn't have stairs at our old apartment. So he has really taken a liking to pulling toys down the stairs and sprinting up it. He loves them. It's like a game to him. But when I leave for the day, he likes to run in front of me to block me off because he doesn't want me to leave. And then he will somersault down the stairs.
That's cute.
To try to block me from leaving. So he has a little bit of like a fit because he's like, don't go. He looks at me with his little puppy dog eyes, even though he's a cat, and makes me feel really bad about leaving. But now there's a part two, and that is I really need to cut his nails,
mm-hmm.
which is a whole situation on its own because he gets really mean when you try to trim his nails. Mm-hmm. They're very long right now. So when I tried to leave this morning, he did the thing where he runs in front of me, he somersaults down the stairs, and then he's looking at me and his little thumbnail is stuck on the carpet. So I was looking at him like, okay, I know you can retract. They can retract their little claws, their nails. Get it out. Come on. Like, you're stuck and your arm is starting to bend in a weird way. And I was getting freaked out. Like, oh my God, my cat is stuck in the carpet. HR isn't going to believe that one when I'm late for work.
Yeah.
And he wasn't doing it. He's like yanking on it. And finally I had to like squeeze his paw. Cause you know, when you squeeze him, it helps like the claws come out. Got him out, but he ripped a chunk of my carpet out. Yeah.
Oh, no, you are so not getting your deposit back.
Well, luckily, it was just a little corner. But I was like, what the heck? I can't trim your nails because you're mean to me. And then when I don't trim your nails, you have a fit when I leave for the day and you rip out my carpet.
It's not a win-win situation. You do not win.
Well, for that reason, I can no longer leave my house and I must quit.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.